This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
To the Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. We're live on Facebook and at our website, therealside.com. There's a chat room on the website, or you can hang out on Facebook and make commentary on what we're saying on the show. Now, last week, if you recall, I was guest hosting Joe's show, and I had a guest on to discuss the Kavanaugh hearings the night before the hearing. Well, I thought I would bring him back to discuss what's happened after the hearings, now that we've seen the hearings and all the other things that have gone on. So I'd like to welcome back to the show Jeff Reynolds, who is the author of the book Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy, which is coming out early in 2019. Welcome, Jeff, and thanks for coming to the show.
Well, thank you, Kimberly. I appreciate you having me on again. And what's this been, 96 hours or however long it's been since I was on? And my goodness, it's been a whirlwind.
It's been insanity, and it still hasn't ended yet, but it's been insanity. No. Now, so let's start, because, you know, we were on the eve and we were talking about the what ifs, and we hadn't seen any testimony to this or anything. What did you think about the hearing when you finally got to see it and sort of take in everything that was going on?
Well, remember when I was on Thursday night or Wednesday night, we had word that Jeff Flake had decided to vote in favor of confirmation, and that probably meant Collins and Murkowski were on board as well. And so we thought we were getting a confirmation in the morning. And then Flake did that whole thing and changed his mind and got stuck in the elevator with the activists and got pressured by Dianne Feinstein. And then it turns out that it wasn't because of pressure. He masterminded this whole thing to begin with. And, oh, my God, I don't even know how to react. I was so incensed on Friday morning when they decided not to hold the vote. Because they had scheduled a vote. They knew they had the votes, and then they canceled the vote. It was, it was just the biggest, shocker to me. I really went into a dark place for a while. I was so livid with that I didn't even know what to do with myself.
Oh yeah, it was a bit shocking considering all that had gone on. And then once you heard the testimony, you knew that, how can you convict, quote unquote, a man based on that testimony?
Well, right. And so, it was funny watching the prosecuting attorney that they brought on. I forget her name now, but the one that did all the questioning of
Rachel Mitchell,
the accuser. Yeah, Rachel Mitchell, that's the one. And just watching her build her case, and everybody was like, you know, this isn't really making the case. She's not hitting her. She's not winning this debate. And it wasn't done for television. She was being a prosecuting attorney, slowly, yep, piece by piece, tearing apart false accusations. And when that report, when that five-page memo came out, it was just, it was validation that there is absolutely nothing behind these allegations. Now,
right,
listen, I'm quite certain that Professor Ford had something happen to her, and it was probably traumatic, and I feel badly for her. But it's very clearly, I mean, when Kavanaugh came out with his calendars, that was open and shut right there.
Right. The thing is, I believed something might have happened to her when she was younger, but Kavanaugh had nothing to do with it. But after seeing more things over the past several days with the massive amounts of inconsistencies, the comparisons between her, you know, her testimony, what she said to the news, what she said in her letter, the fact that they won't release her therapy notes to the Senate Judiciary Committee or the FBI, seeing all that stuff and listening to, especially, you know, her lawyers, I don't even know if that anything even happened at this point. It's hard to believe when there's so much other things going on.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what to think about what actually happened to her, and I hope she gets the peace that she needs in her life. But it's pretty obvious why she didn't want to testify, why she wanted to have her own lawyers question her, why she didn't want to fly across country. Yeah, you know, it's pretty obvious that the more time that was given to pick apart her story, the more it was a house of cards that was just going to fall apart.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, everybody's like, okay, great. That Nimrod Flake said, let's delay it. So they delayed, which of course, you know, Democrats want. They figured they would just throw more stuff at this whole, you know, mob rule public opinion. Doesn't matter whether it's true. And we've seen that, of course, with that clown Avenatti. But it also hurt them, I think. Oh, he's so bad. He's been to my state a couple times now. I may have to protest him one of the times he comes here. But it's been bad for them, I think. It's made their case even worse with these crazies doing all the things they're doing and saying that are completely unfounded. And then, you know, more and more people are like, wait a minute, she didn't like to fly. She was terrified of flying, but yet she was a world traveler for pleasure. That doesn't, those two things don't work out. Well, you know what? Don't go away. We are going to come back and we'll continue talking about this. We're dissecting the Kavanaugh hearings after the fact with author Jeff Reynolds. Catch us on the after the break. We will be right back in a couple of minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, but just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements installments for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Guest host, we are waiting for Kimberly to get back on the line here, and we are live on Facebook.
And I did the mute again. I really, you know what? Joe is going to kill me when he hears this. I apologize. Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, YouTube, and more. I am here with Jeff Reynolds, who is author of the book Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy, coming out early 2019. And we've been discussing after the Kavanaugh hearings, because he was with me on the show last week when we were discussing on the eve of the hearings. And so we're discussing, you know, all the different things that have gone on. Jeff, I forget where we left on the break. There's just been so much going on. And it changes every day, right? We either find out new information.
It's amazing. We've got so much going on right now, actually. I mean, we've got the FBI report has been finalized and sent to the Senate, and within a short period of time after that, Mitch McConnell has scheduled a cloture vote for Friday morning, which means that I think what that means is he's read the report. He knows what's in it. He knows that there is nothing there to substantiate the claims, and he's confident moving forward.
But, you know, and here's the thing, and this is why Jeff Flake delaying it made absolutely no sense, because all the left is going to do is keep moving the goalposts. Do you remember?
Yeah. You know, that's absolutely true, and I think Jeff Flake has turned into Charlie Crist or Arlen Specter. He's not running for re-election, so he'll be out of the Senate after January, and you watch. He will change his party affiliation to Democrat. I guarantee it.
He's just
like John Huntsman speaking at the DNC convention. You know, I mean, it's those kind of Republicans that forbid us from being able to have a united front and fight back against the left. And that's what's really infuriating to most Republicans.
Right. Because you have these bad people who make everybody look bad, like they're not following what they're supposed to be following, and so they just get mad and end up not voting, which is obviously not a good thing.
Well, exactly. I mean, can you blame Republicans for being frustrated with the McCain wing of the party, you know?
Oh, God, no. That's what I said when Flake did that. I'm like, he just McCained the hearing.
Yep.
Basically,
that's exactly what happened.
Obviously, because McCain did that with Obamacare, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of angry people at that. And it'll be interesting to see. I mean, do you think he's going to vote now in favor to confirm Kavanaugh?
So I don't know how Jeff Flake's brain works, so I can't say. Here's what I see from my perspective. I see a guy who had originally begrudgingly agreed to vote for Brett Kavanaugh. Brett Kavanaugh is a constitutionalist. Brett Kavanaugh is an originalist. Brett Kavanaugh is what Republicans are looking for. Jeff Flake doesn't have any reason to vote against him. Jeff Flake doesn't there's no there with the allegations. There's nothing to substantiate the allegations. And the further they go on and the more desperate they get and the more straws they grasp at, the more ridiculous they look, the Democrats. And when Jeff Flake is aligning with the Democrats, he looks ridiculous. The wild card here is that he doesn't have his political future to hold him back. He's not running for re-election, so he's a complete loose cannon. You have no idea where he's going to go. But if you look at the facts of the case, this is the kind of person Jeff Flake should be voting for. So I think that, like I said, Mitch McConnell has seen the report. He knows what's in it, and he's confident that there is no credible objection to the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh at this point.
Right. And honestly, would he even bring the vote if he didn't have the votes?
Well, he had the votes last week. Remember, we were on the air when that got announced, and then he had to pull the vote because Flake changed his mind. You know, so that's why I say I have no idea how this guy's brain works and what's going to happen. But he sure is the center of the political universe these days, isn't he? So he's got that going.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He came to New Hampshire, and I was asked to what would I say to him. I was quoted in a New Hampshire Journal, and they said, what would you say to Jeff Flake? And I said, grow a set. And that's what they printed. I actually said grow a pair, but a pair.
Yeah. Well, I think he thinks he's doing that. I think he thinks he's the moral conscience. It really, what's driving all of this is his objection to Donald Trump. And hey, I get it.
Yep.
Donald Trump is not the most likable guy in the world. But you cannot be blinded. You cannot be so blinded by never Trumpism that you're going to oppose everything, including the things you agree with him on. That's the craziest part of this for me.
Right. No, right, exactly. And, you know, if they're supposed to unite, right, they always have these big unity breakfasts and stuff. They're supposed to unite together. I can understand if it's something really horrifying that someone's trying to push, but if it's something that's actually good, why would you be against it? Or if it's something you were elected to be for, you know, why would you actually be against that?
Especially since Flake is the guy that got elected with Tea Party support back in 2012. This guy would not have gone anywhere were he not supported by the Tea Party, and he has sold out every principle that he claimed to support. So it's really frustrating to watch people do that, and they get such a personal animus and such a they're clouded. Their judgment is so clouded by their personal feelings that they can't do the right thing.
Right. And then we all have to suffer for it.
Yep.
You know what? We're going to be taking a break. It's just the music is really low in my ear, so I can hardly hear it. We're going to be taking another break. But we will be back after the break to continue on with the craziness of the Kavanaugh hearings after we actually got to see the hearing and I'll give you some updates about what...
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The National Council of Churches, which represents about 40 million people across the United States, is calling on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh to withdraw his nomination. They say Kavanaugh disqualified himself, showing partisan bias during his hearing last week, demonstrating that he lacks the temperament to join the high court. Also, the group says that Kavanaugh told outright falsehoods during the hearing. A new op-ed in the New York Times, signed by 650 law professors from UCLA to Harvard, says the Senate should not confirm Kavanaugh, citing the importance of judicial temperament and Kavanaugh's lack of commitment to judicious inquiry. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
This is a coordinated smear campaign. No evidence, no independent corroboration, just smears.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, who didn't mute myself this time. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more, and check us out at therealside.com. My guest is Jeff Reynolds, who is author of the book Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires, and their campaign to undermine democracy, coming out in early 2019. You can find it on Amazon. And we're talking about the Kavanaugh hearing still, and sort of everything that's gone on, because a gazillion things have gone on since the hearings. Jeff, do you think, you know, McConnell came out and said, you know, he's going to start the proceedings and start the process for the vote. Do you think they'll actually vote this?
Well, geez, anything can happen, right? I mean, we thought we had a vote last week, and there was absolutely no reason to delay it at that point. A further FBI investigation got you the exact same results we had before. So who knows? But, you know, there's nothing. I mean, unless throwing ice in a bar in 1985 is going to somehow be a disqualifying fact, I don't see how they could delay it any further.
Right. No, I agree. And I'm sure, you know, I'm pretty sure most Americans agree as well, who don't want, who want Kavanaugh to be seated. You know, one thing I noticed, and I wonder if you noticed this too in your, you know, different areas that you look at as well, how angry people are over the treatment of Kavanaugh by Democrats. Have you seen that as well?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that. I've seen the walk away movement really pick up over the last week or the week especially, but over the last month or so. It's really interesting to watch that people are so disgusted by this. And, you know, on the other side, I've seen a lot of folks, you know, I'm up here in liberal Portland, Oregon, so I've got friends and family that are on the other side that are just losing their minds that we're allowing this guy to get on the Supreme Court. But it's pretty funny to track all the conspiracy theories, too, because I guess the whole reason that they're pushing, they're ramming this through without properly vetting him is because they don't want to, they want to have a conservative Supreme Court to block impeachment when the Democrats take over in November. That's an actual conspiracy theory that my one of my family members put forth, and I'm like, you don't even know how government works, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure we have all these experts now speaking on this whole thing. I've seen the same thing. You know, even Democrats saying that they're disgusted. You know, people who have been voting Democrat for 20 years, 40 years, lifelong Democrats, they have decided that they're so disgusted by this behavior that they're voting Republican all down ballot.
Well, you know, there was another person that this happened to, 27 years ago, Clarence Thomas, in the Anita Hill hearings. And there were lots of folks back then that switched their party affiliation based on the way he was treated by the Senate Judiciary Committee. One of them was my best friend, and the other one, who was a lifelong Democrat, and the other one was Andrew Breitbart. Andrew Breitbart was a flaming liberal until those hearings. And when he saw the hypocrisy and the awful behavior by the Democrats and their willingness to just throw any standards they might have completely out the window, that's when he was done.
Right. Yeah, no, I remember seeing that. And that's exactly, only this is way worse. This is even worse.
They've really ratcheted it up this time. What they did to Clarence Thomas, I remember this, and I remember thinking when Kavanaugh came up, because it's all about the Roe v. Wade, and that's why they attacked Clarence Thomas, too, because, Neil Gorsuch doesn't change the balance of the court.
Right.
Brett Kavanaugh absolutely changes the balance of the court by replacing a liberal Republican swing vote with a hardline originalist. So they are freaking out about this, and for good reason, because there's a very real chance that some bad decisions that have been decided in the past are going to get overturned.
Right. And, you know, and the thing is, and this is what aggravates me about how dumb people are, and they're not intentionally that way. The Democrats make it that way because they lie to them. But even if Roe v. Wade was overturned, it would still be up to the states. So
right.
It's not
that's
like
exactly
it would
right.
go
and that's,
away. If,
even Ted Cruz has said that abortion is properly decided by the states, and it's a 10th Amendment issue. So Oregon could become a liberal mecca and a medical tourism destination for women seeking abortion. You know, so the idea that it would go away is ludicrous on its face.
Right, but they don't tell people that because they don't want people to know the truth. And this is what turned me completely away from Democrats back in 2008. Because when I started researching all the stuff they said, I found out it was lies. I'm like, oh my God, how could I have been so dumb as to believe these lies? But if you don't know any better and you have the media pushing the same thing, you don't know any better, right?
Well,
it's only when you find out.
It's the same way the media covered the Clarence Thomas hearings, and they're doing the exact same thing now. And the Democrats have a playbook that they use religiously, and you can see it coming a mile away. We should have been prepared for it because this is exactly what happened 27 years ago.
Well, I think some people probably were prepared for it, right? Because if you remember, I think it was before the hearings, there were some organizations that actually had pro-Kavanaugh commercials out, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these women came forward, you know, talk about how he empowered them, that he worked with. Because the minute Kavanaugh was announced, they said, we're going to destroy him. He can't be, the Democrats said, we're going to destroy him. He can't be the next Supreme Court. And it's really, they don't care about Ford. They don't care about Kavanaugh. They don't care about anything. They care about keeping the court more aligned with the left, if possible, than possibly being aligned with the Constitution, which is their job.
Well, that's exactly right. This really isn't even about left or right. This is about adhering to the Constitution and a court that'll have a majority that actually is originalist. You'll have five members of the court that are originalists, textualists, to varying or lesser degrees, for the first time since before Eisenhower. This is a decades long reversal of direction for the Supreme Court. And that's what really, I mean, they can't even conceive of some of the changes that might be coming down the pike, which is, I'm all for it. Now, like I said, I've got some reservations about Kavanaugh.
Right.
First and foremost, that he set the precedent for the, calling Obamacare a tax and, therefore calling it constitutional. That's a problem for me. But he's 85 or 90% of what I'm looking for. So
right.
I think that this would be a real sea change. We use that word too often, but it would be a real sea change for the direction of the Supreme Court.
Well, it should, the job, the role, and this is what people don't understand, the actual job of a Supreme Court justice is to uphold the Constitution. When they have laws that legislators have passed that are ridiculous that come to them, they're supposed to uphold the Constitution, the law to the Constitution, and people don't seem to grasp that that's actually what their job is.
Well, and let's be honest, that's also the job of the people we send the House of Representatives and the Senate.
Yeah, well,
look where that got us. You know? So
not
that's,
really
that's
far.
Why changing the court is so and so that's why changing the Supreme Court and back is so important and so impactful. And so it's everybody's job to swear to defend and uphold the Constitution, right? Not everybody, but everybody in government, even the nut jobs here in Salem, Oregon, they swear to the Constitution. They probably don't even know what it means, but that's what they swear.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, they uphold it. They take it off. They don't know what it means. We'll be right back. Don't go away, anyone. We'll be right back with Jeff Reynolds and talking about the Kavanaugh hearings and what's going to happen and what's going on.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining you through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin. You can find this on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and more. I'm just going to get right back into it because we still have a bunch of stuff to talk about. I'm here with Jeff Reynolds, who is an author of the book Behind the Curtain, Inside the Network of Progressive Billionaires and Their Campaign to Undermine Democracy. If you've been paying attention for any of the past, 10 years, you know exactly what he's talking about, but he gives you all kinds of in-depth details. And this book can be pre-ordered already on Amazon, but it'll be coming out in early 2019. Now, Jeff, we've been talking about the Kavanaugh hearings and everything, but there's something else that we were talking about on the break with Tammy, and how conveniently it seems that some huge Twitter accounts have gotten banned, like just completely wiped out from Twitter just for being conservative. What do you think about that?
This is an ongoing problem that's been going on, like you pointed out, for the last 10 years. But it's really ramped up since about 2014-15. And it's one of the reasons why I'm not very active on Twitter anymore, because you cannot compete in a free marketplace of ideas because there's a thumb on the scale. And they're shadow banning people all over the place. And when they deny it, they're flat out lying. And they're also outright banning people for no apparent reason, no violation. And there was an article that was put out by Jeffrey Dunnitz of the Yid With Lid blog, I believe yesterday or today, where a dozen conservative Twitter accounts were banned permanently, and they all got the identical email from support saying, "You've been banned for the following violation of terms of service," and the field is blank. So they, I don't know if this is the same employee that, quote unquote, accidentally, turned off President Trump's Twitter account.
Right.
There's something obviously going on here, and it's the more they say that they're not doing it, the more obvious it becomes that they're flat out lying to the American public.
Well, and, you know, I get it's a private organization, right? Same with Facebook. But if you're going to pretend like you are open and you're for this free speech and everybody having being able to have their voice heard, you can't be actually far left, you know, left-wing biased and show it all the time, because we see that all the time with Facebook. It doesn't matter if you actually violated any community standards. If the left has enough people report you, Facebook doesn't even look at it. They just ban your account for 30 days or whatever. Because I know, because this happens to me.
Yeah.
But what
it
are these,
you know? I'm kind of jealous, frankly.
Oh, hey, listen. And the worst part about when I get banned from Facebook is that I'm not being vulgar. I'm not harassing anyone. I'm literally just telling the truth without even using curse words or anything. That is what's got me banned against Hillary Clinton, against Planned Parenthood. And the most recent one was I literally told a woman she needs to get mental health help. And I even said, I'm not being a jerk or joking. You really need help. Which, that doesn't violate any community standards as far as I can see. I couldn't even, not that it does anything, I couldn't even send a response. They wouldn't let me send a response to say, this is not violating your standards. They don't care. They
well,
just,
you're
conveniently before the midterms.
You're a habitual offender, so I can kind of see where you've got a target on your back now. But these other accounts, it's quite odd, the timing, don't you think? I mean, we've got this the world is supposedly melting down around Brett Kavanaugh, and people are losing their minds because he's going to get confirmed and there's nothing they can do about it. And then all of a sudden, these accounts on Twitter with hundreds of thousands of followers just get turned off with no explanation. You can't make a credible case that that's a coincidence.
No, and that's even what I thought. I'm like, okay, it's right before the midterms. I haven't done anything wrong. It was from a conversation from 2 months ago, and all of a sudden I get banned. That's ridiculous. And I agree with you. I think it's coordinated, and they're doing it to try to shrink the voices of people who would be pushing for Republicans to be elected or pushing for Kavanaugh to be nominated. It takes away some of their voices to make it look like, you know, there's more voices on the opposite side.
Well, there's a famous quote by Milton Friedman, the free market economist, who said that behind the fear of free markets is a fear of liberty itself. And I think that that's really what's going on here, is that you've got people that are running these companies, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, et cetera, Google, that are, they actually don't know what liberty and freedom mean. And they can't conceive of it. And so when there's free speech going on, somebody's got to regulate it. That's the motivation behind a lot of what goes on. I think it's just that they fear what they don't understand.
Right. Well, they fear what they don't understand, and they fear that what they don't want other people to say. Right.
And that's the thing, you know, here's a radical thought. I can disagree with your stance or something that you say and defend your right to say it anyway.
Right.
I mean, that used to be normal American governance. Now that's a radical thought that needs to be eradicated.
Right. Years ago, there would be a park, and there would be one person on a soapbox on one corner and one person on a soapbox on a different. They'd both be arguing for the same for different things, but mm-hmm. everybody would just listen and decide for themselves what they wanted to believe or who they wanted to support. Now, the left will go up and beat on or commit an act of violence against the person they disagree with.
Well,
and that's what we've come to.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the rise of Antifa and beating up people that you don't agree with sort of mentality. And this has been building for decades on the left. They have taken their playbook from the likes of Karl Marx and Saul Alinsky, and they've used those tactics to shut down opposing thoughts. Because here's the dirty little secret. Most Americans actually agree with conservatives more than liberals, and they
yep.
know that, and they know that they can't compete in the free marketplace of ideas, so they have to shut the free marketplace down.
Yep, exactly. Now, you know what? Before we end the show, Jeff, tell people where they can find you. I know you have your book, but you can be found, you know, you write for other places. Tell people where they can find you before we get cut off too soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I just wrote an article for PJ Media, so pjmedia.com. It's about the leftist billionaires that are buying the governor's offices and attorney general's offices all across the nation in every state, placing employees there that are paid for and accountable to leftist organizations. So they're not accountable to the voters. I also write at the Heartland Institute on policy. I have the book coming out. It's available on Barnes & Noble, Simon & Schuster, and Amazon. It's Behind the Curtain, Jeff Reynolds. My Twitter handle is Charger Jeff, although, you know, I've been shadow banned for years, so you probably can't even find me. let's see. I write for the American Media Institute and the Resurgent as well.
Awesome. So now, see, we didn't get cut off yet.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen? Yeah, but that's only at the beginning of the segments, not the end. So what do you think is going to happen over the next couple of days with the whole Kavanaugh thing before we sign off?
Well, I hate making any predictions because, like I said before, anything can happen and anything has happened, but I'm cautiously optimistic at this point that he will be confirmed on Saturday, which means, of course, that you're going to have protesters flown in and bust in, and it's going to be absolute mayhem in the Senate. Hopefully, Mitch McConnell grows a set and has all those people expelled from the Senate because it's going to get ugly, but I think he gets confirmed.
So here's a question real quick. Hopefully we have time. If Republicans don't confirm him, do you think there will be a revolt at them from Republicans?
I do believe that would happen, yes.
Yeah.
I think that if Murkowski and Collins and Flake are able to block this, then they block the chances that the Senate stays in Republican hands, and they block the chances that we can retain the House. I think it's enormous. So, and that, who knows? That might be Flake's motivation. And maybe he sees that it would lead to impeachment, and maybe that's what he wants.
Yeah, who knows? It's so hard to read some of these people. It drives me insane. But, you know, hopefully they just do the right thing, because that's all the American people want, is for these people to do the right thing. That's why we vote for you. We don't vote for you to play games with political halfwits in the Senate, those being the Democrats,
well,
mind you.
and certain Republicans. That's why it's a swamp, right? Is because the second you get sucked into the Beltway mentality, you lose sight of what's right and wrong.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for being with me. You've been listening to The Real Side. I'm your guest host, Kimberly Marin, filling in for Joe Messina, who will be back tomorrow and won't be on mute. You can follow me at ConservativeIMD on Twitter, New Hampshire Political Buzz, and GraniteGrok.com. Have a great night.